أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Do you not see that all that is in the heavens and the earth, even the birds that go about spreading their wings in flight, extol His glory? Each knows the way of its prayer and of its extolling Allah's glory. Allah is well aware of whatever they do. Do you not see?
It has been pointed out earlier, see note 70 above, that although God is the light of the whole universe, only those who truly believe and act righteously will benefit from this light. As for all others, even though light abounds around them, they will continue to stumble into darkness. There are many signs that point to this light. Anyone who looks at these signs with his heart's eye will perceive God at work all around him. But those whose hearts are blind, no matter how much they strain their eyes, their perception will not go beyond biology, zoology, and other such ologies, and they will utterly fail to see God's hand operating in the universe.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ.
Allah's is the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Him are all destined to return.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ.
Do you not see that it is Allah who gently drives the clouds? Then He joins them together and then turns them into a thick mass, and thereafter you see raindrops fall down from its midst. And then He sends down hail from the heaven, thanks to the lofty mountains, and causes it to smite whom He wills, and averts it from whom He wills. The flash of His lightning almost takes away the sight. Do you not see that it is Allah who gently drives the clouds? Then He joins them together, and then turns them into a thick mass, and thereafter you see raindrops fall down from its midst. And then He sends down hail from the heaven, thanks to the lofty mountains.
This statement may refer to snow-laden clouds, which have figuratively been called the mountains of heaven. It could, however, also mean in quite literal terms the mountains of the earth which rise high in the sky. As a result, the winds there occasionally become so cold that they freeze the clouds. This in turn leads to hailstorms.
يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ.
It is Allah who causes the night and the day to alternate. Surely there is a lesson in it for those that have sight.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ فَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Allah has created every animal from water. Of them, some move on their bellies, some move on two legs, and some on four. Allah creates whatever He wills. Surely, Allah has power over everything.
لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
Verily, we have sent down revelations that clearly explain the truth. Allah guides whomsoever He wills to a straight way.
وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ
They say, "We believe in Allah and the Messenger, and we obey." But thereafter, a faction of them turns away from obedience. These indeed are not believers. They say, "We believe in Allah and the Messenger, and we obey." But thereafter, a faction of them turns away from obedience. These indeed are not believers.
Their disobedience contradicts their profession of faith. Their action fully reveals that they lied when they claimed to believe.
وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ
When they are called to Allah and His Messenger, that He, i.e. the Messenger, may judge the disputes between them, a faction of them turns away. When they are called to Allah and His Messenger, that He, i.e. the Messenger, may judge the disputes between them.
These words clearly establish that the Messenger's verdict is the same as God's, and the Messenger's command is the same as God's. Likewise, when someone is called to the Messenger, peace be upon him, this call is not merely to the Messenger. In fact, it amounts to calling him to both God and the Messenger. The present verse in combination with the preceding one makes it clear beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is meaningless for anyone to claim that he believes unless his claim is supported by obedience to God and to His Messenger. Likewise, a person's claim that he obeys God and His Messenger is devoid of meaning unless he follows both in his individual and collective spheres of life. The laws expounded by God and His Messenger. If anyone is found deficient in this respect, his claim to faith betrays his sheer hypocrisy.
A faction of them turns away.
Here, people are urged to willingly accept the judgments made in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. It is quite obvious that this requirement is not restricted to the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, alone. Instead, this is something that will always be required of Muslims, whether they lived in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, or in any subsequent period. Thus, whenever a judge who decides cases according to the Quran and the Sunnah sends a summons to someone, it will be deemed to be the summons of the court of God and of His Messenger. The person who declines to respond to the summons and who turns away from it does not simply turn away from the judge who sent the summons. In reality, he turns away from God and His Messenger. This point is made abundantly clear by the following Mursal tradition narrated by Hasan al-Basri. He who is summoned by a Muslim, hakim, magistrate, and then fails to turn up is a wrongdoer who is devoid of all rights. Such a person deserves to be punished for not responding to the summons. Additionally, he will be presumed to be in the wrong and an ex parte judgment may be awarded against him.
وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ
However, if the right is on their side, they come to him professing their submissiveness. However, if the right is on their side, they come to him professing their submissiveness.
This verse characterizes those who follow the rulings of the Sharia, which suit them but turn away from those which run counter to their interests and desires. As a result, such people turn to man-made laws in those matters where the rulings of the Sharia appear to be inconvenient and irksome. Such people are not sincere believers, they are hypocrites. Their claim to faith is false, for they do not truly believe in God and His Messenger. They rather believe in their own interests and desires. With such conduct, even if they were to follow a part of the Sharia, it would carry no weight with God.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Do their hearts suffer from the disease of hypocrisy? Or have they fallen prey to doubts? Or do they fear that Allah will wrong them and His Messenger will wrong them? Nay, the truth is that they themselves are wrongdoers. Do their hearts suffer from the disease of hypocrisy? Or have they fallen prey to doubts? Or do they fear that Allah will wrong them and His Messenger will wrong them? Nay, the truth is that they themselves are wrongdoers.
There can only be three possible reasons for such conduct. First, that the person concerned does not truly believe, but only hypocritically pretends to be a Muslim so as to deceive others and draw benefits as a member of the Muslim society. Second, that even after becoming a Muslim, he is still in doubt about whether the messenger has truly been designated by God, whether the hereafter is a reality rather than a fantasy, which will inevitably come to pass. In fact, he might even be in doubt whether God truly exists or has been invented to achieve some beneficial purpose. Third, that even when he believes in God and is convinced that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is indeed his messenger, he entertains the fear that he might be treated unjustly, or he thinks that certain injunctions of the Quran or certain directives of God's messenger are harmful for him. Regardless of the category to which such a person belongs, he is undoubtedly steeped in error. Anyone who holds these views and still claims to be a believer and a member of the Muslim society and who seeks to derive benefits from this association is indeed a cheat, a betrayer of trust, a fake and perfidious person. He also wrongs himself because of his constant deception and cheating make him the embodiment of the worst moral traits. He also wrongs his fellow Muslims who take him at his word, consider him to be a part of the Muslim society, and establish a myriad of social, cultural, and political relations with him.